Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were talking about how attractive the ways of Satan are to the flesh. Let's continue with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
My friend, don't die without Jesus Christ. Fallen angels have no hope. But right now, in this life, there is hope for you. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. He also let us know that if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. So let me encourage you to do that. Now, I have digressed here from our text here in Nahum chapter 2, verse 11 through 13, because I want you to see who this lion is, the devil. That's who he's talking about. So having laid out this doctrine of Satan, now let's go back and read verses 11 through 13 again. Where is the dwelling of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions? Where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lion's whelps, and none made them afraid. The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lioness, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with ravin. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall be heard no more at all. So now we're seeing the draw of Satan here in verse 11. Again, where is the dwelling place of the lions? And the feeding place of the young lion, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lions well, and none made them afraid. Afraid? Satan's way is always attractive to the flesh. Eve saw that the fruit was good to eat. It was pleasant. Pleasant to the eyes. It was a tree to be desired. That is, desired by the flesh. She liked the looks of the fruit. And she got what she wanted, but then she didn't want what she got in the end. What I want you to understand as well is that even though it seemed to taste good, and even though it looked good, the failure was Satan was able to deceive her and say, oh, God doesn't want you to have fun. Oh, look, God knows you'll be just like him, so that's why he's doing it. You see, the devil is a deceiver. Eve, because even though she knew that in the day she would eat thereof, she'd surely die, that is, she'd be separated from God, she went ahead and she gave in to the counsel of the devil because the desires of her flesh worked together with the deceptive counsel of the devil. And Satan works like that in people's lives today. Have you ever thought of a lady that is married and then suddenly she looks, or maybe the husband looks for someone else, he sees someone else, and they start talking to them and they start growing in their talk and so forth to one another, and before too long, they think they're interested in one another because they're talking to each other. And then there's kissing, and then there's the sexual interaction, then maybe even the breaking up of their home. Now listen, it was not love that drew them, it was lust. But the devil was able to make that look like love to them, and they were drawn away. However, the end of those things are very cruel. I've been a pastor for over 40 years, and so I've seen this. I can remember the man that had an adulterous relationship with a woman. He had done that with several women, and often two or three at a time. I guess he just figured it was a challenge to be able to have a couple others besides his wife and keep them all separated from one another so that they wouldn't know it. But then when he'd see that it must end before he got into real trouble, he would make these ladies think that he was doing the noble thing. You see, again, he was deceiving their flesh with things that sound, oh, look at this guy. He is such a perfect person. And so he'd say, well, you know what? My children would not accept you, nor would yours accept me. So we must break it off for the good of your children, my children, that you'll always be the love of my life. Now, I don't know how many he had done that with, but what I'm saying is this. He escapes confrontational messes in this life doing that. But there is a payday someday. And she may go on and hold that, the various she's that he may have been with, and hold it special. And the one I dealt with it, they had two other ladies going. I don't know how many he had had before that. But those ladies will think of him as the love of their life. And when she comes to the end of her life, she finds she's empty. And in the case that I had to counsel with, find out that it's without the trust of her husband, who, although he loves her, simply does not trust her. And this is what happened when Eve realized what she lost. You see, Satan's moment of fun and supposed fulfillment leads to a lifetime of misery. As those two young ladies that I knew about, too late they realize, he treated them as, I think the, not a cuss word, but it's a word that sounds bad, but he treated them as sluts. And while pridefully considering her another conquest, these girls were just conquests to him. And so he took them for being immoral, knew he could convince them to be as the lady of the street, only not have to pay her money, and convince them that he was in love with them. Now, ladies, you're married. Don't even begin to think of what it'd be like to be with that other man. That is despicable. That is wrong. That is evil. And it can lead to nothing but regret and guilt years later when you can do nothing about it. And as the man who tells the lady that she's the only one he's ever really loved, he simply lied and deceived her for his own pleasure, in corrupted joy. Like matter, Satan lies to you just as he did to Eve to side, and his corrupted pleasure is bringing the consequences that Eve had in that she became a sinner. And unless she had a Savior, she'd be separated forever from God. So other animals must be careful not to go into the den of the lion. It's alluring to the senses, but eventually it brings destruction. Don't you think that old Lot there in the book of Genesis did this? He got near the den and was drawn into Sodom. Before too long, his family is devoured. His daughters will actually get him drunk in order, because they're afraid they won't have children, in order to have children by their own daddy. He's so drunk at the moment, he doesn't know the difference because they got him drunk. And I'm saying that just simply to say, certainly, when we think of Ammon and Moab and so forth, we know that Lot, even though he's a saved man, regretted that for the rest of his life, going to Sodom. The young lions are attractive and cute, but the old lion is the king of the beasts. Satan uses the devil. As a matter of fact, in Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And those rulers of the darkness of this world and those powers are things that really cause these kind of failures that I just talked about. Those devils are like young lions. Oh, they're cute. But the old devil, the king of the beasts, is giving them their orders. And you're attracted. And it leads to death. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 1 through 3 warn this. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Oh, yes. Deceitful. Alcohol, drugs, immodestly dressed women, which it's a shame today that they come to church that way and they claim to be saved. And immoral men who scar the spirit of others as they pass on to their children the DNA of sexual partners they had earlier. Now, ladies, understand this. You may have sexual relations with another man and your husband never find out. But because of the sexual relationship, there's DNA that passes from that man into you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.